Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Real American Man. This is May 14th, 2015 edition, and it is 9:52 at night, Central Time. My name is Billy Crocker, and I'm your host. And tonight, what I want to talk about to get us back on track, it's been a while since we've been able to do an episode, had a lot going on here at the home front, but I sure am glad to be back on the show. I want to talk really quickly about the fact that one comes before three. Sounds like really easy math, right? You know, in the Bible, in Genesis, chapter one talks about, of course, the creation of mankind, of the earth, of the heavens. Still having some technical difficulties, and I apologize for that. We should be back on the air now. We are needing to understand that the way that God created us, in chapter 1 it's described as that he created us, chapter 1 and chapter 2, that he created us in his image. He said you were created in our image. And, you know, it's believed that that was talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are created in the image of God. That's what makes us different than every other creature that walks this earth, is that we were created in the likeness of God. We were created in the image of God. We were created for a bigger purpose. Animals certainly fulfill a purpose on this earth. They sustain it to a point. They provide replenishment, and they provide food and resources for humankind. Man was created for a completely different purpose. We were created, now creation, all of creation is there, is here to praise God, to worship God, to reflect the magnificence of God. But we have such a unique purpose, such a unique purpose. And whenever we understand that, yes, the fall happens, in chapter 3, yes, we fail. Yes, we fall short. But we were created in the image of God, and I think we get caught up on the sinful part. I hear Christians say all the time, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, while that may be true, I think sometimes we live too much in the sinner part instead of the saved by grace part. And let me clarify a little bit. I think that sometimes we begin to believe more of the sinner part. You know, well, I'm just a sinner, than the saved by grace. So, you know, I can't do better because I'm just a sinner. You know, we all fail. These are all truthful statements, but I think that it sets us up for failure. We need to believe and understand that, well, yes, we are sinners, but that is actually not what we were created to be. We were created in the likeness and the image of God. You know, we have a lot of threats to our society today, to our home life. We have a lot of threats to our freedoms, to our Christian freedoms, to our home freedoms. I read an article today about a family that is losing their children because of their lifestyle choice. And it's a debatable issue, no doubt about it, because there's some concern there for the welfare of the children because of the conditions that they're living in. But certainly there is a government oversight into our homes, into our life, that is just a little bit scary. Now, on the other end of that, you have people that are crying out about police brutality, but I think that people don't understand the world that we could be living in. I remember whenever I was in Iraq, and I went twice, and I remember the last time I went there, and I remember a gentleman that I met whenever I was in Iraq right before I left, and it was 2000, and I suppose it would have been 2009. And I remember this man, this grown man. Here I was at only, I guess I would have been 21, 22 years old. I could be off on that. But somewhere around that age. And here is this grown man. He's in his 40s. He has children. He has grandchildren. He is in his mid to late 40s. And he is nearly in tears over America leaving Iraq. Now, why is this? Why does he find so much hope in this country? Why is it that we have people that are clawing their way into America, but you don't ever hear of that on the other way around? I don't ever hear of anyone clawing their way into Mexico. I don't ever hear of anyone clawing their way into Africa or into Iraq or into Iran. I don't ever hear about people trying to get to these countries, but people want to get to America, whether it's to harm us, to hurt us, or to make a better life for themselves. But we Americans, we that have been blessed with the ability to be born in this country, we curse it. We lay the flag out on the ground and we walk all over it and we tatter the flag and we burn the flag disrespectfully. And we don't have pride, we don't have appreciation for what it is that we, for what we have. We've become so complacent. You know, I was thinking about it tonight, it's been almost 14 years since 9/11. I remember 9/11. I was a freshman in high school, but I remember 9/11. And I'm sure those that were already adults remember 9/11. There were those that had the ability that were already of age, military-wise, to be able to immediately join the military. And there were just, you know, a lot of men and women who immediately joined the military whenever 9/11 happened. The image of those planes crashing into those buildings, the images of the plane crashed in the field from brave souls that took over the plane before they were able to accomplish their missions. The images of the plane in the Pentagon, I still have those memories in my mind, and I'm sure many of you do too. But we've lost our patriotism. We've lost our understanding. We're not passing this on to our children. We're not having them understand it. And look, it starts from the top. It's not just in our homes. It's our leadership. Our leadership doesn't show appreciation. Our leadership doesn't show pride in this country anymore. And I'm talking all the way straight to the top. I'm talking about the President of the United States. He doesn't show pride in this country. He's bowing down to other leaders. And I know there's images out there of other presidents doing the same thing. The point is that this is America. This is America. We have a reason to be proud. This isn't about arrogance. This isn't about thinking that we are better than other people. This is about understanding the gem that we have in America. This is about understanding the blood that was shed to create this nation that we call home. And then we lay the flag on the ground and we walk on it and we spit on it and we burn it. Disgraceful. It's disgraceful. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to carry on this patriotism to our children. This home that we have, it can be taken from us. These freedoms that we still possess right now, they can be taken from us. I read a Bill of Rights that tells me that I have a freedom of my religion, not from my religion. I have a Bill of Rights that tells me that I have the right to bear arms, and yet the country wants to take that away. I have a Bill of Rights that tells me that I have freedom of speech, yet my Christian values don't seem to be regarded as in that category of freedom of speech, but Muslims can build a mosque right down the street from 9/11. Tell me what's wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with them wanting to build a mosque, and I'm not going to sit here and say that there is. But if they can build a mosque, then I can, you know, then we should be able to leave a cross up that was found in the 9/11 Ground Zero. We need to understand that we have a reason to be proud. We have a reason to stand up. We have a reason to have a voice. There's too many people that are just sifting through this life day in and day out and not having a purpose. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. Call in number is 323-642-1089. Once again, guest call in 323-642-1089. You're listening to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Billy Crocker. And we're talking today about how one comes before three. Simple math, but it's true. And it's something that we need to realize, that we are, yes, we are sinners saved by grace. Yes, we are fallen. We are a fallen people. But in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, when he created man, he created them in the image of God. He created them in his image. And we have a bigger purpose in life than what we want to to accept a bigger purpose in life than what we want to believe. We fall short and we blame it on our sinfulness, but we don't live up to the responsibility that's been given to us. We need to take a stand. We need to take a stand. Or the world that we see today is going to be very, very different years from now, maybe even months from now. There are those out there that wish to take this country from us. Look no further than Garland, Texas, where just a few short weeks ago we had an attack prompted by ISIS seeking to destroy, to kill, to maim those that wanted to have their rights to free speech. And there's those out there that are saying, well, you know, they had every right to, or they should have expected what came to them. Are you kidding me? What barbaric country are we living in that's what they should have expected? Tell me, what barbaric country are we living in? Because it's not okay. It is not okay for someone to be able to have the right or the apparent freedom to go and shoot up a place because they disagree with the topic of conversation. Welcome to America. You don't get to do that. You do not get to do that. We need to understand that we have got to start taking a stand for what is right. And we need to start raising our voice against that which is wrong. We have to make a decision. Every single day that we get up and we start our day, we make a decision on what side of the fence we're going to be on. And choosing silence is a decision for which side of the fence you're going to be on. Like it or not like it, it doesn't really matter. If you choose silence, if you say, you know, I just really don't want to get involved in this. I just really don't have anything to say. I don't care to know. I don't want to know the details. It's too stressful. It's, you know, I just don't care. Well, then you're making a choice. You are making a clear, conscious choice to be on the side. Whoever speaks louder. If you disagree with that side, you made your decision. You are then supporting the side that you don't agree with. And that sounds kind of silly to me. And would sound silly to most people, I think. We've got just a little under 90 seconds left on the show tonight. I want to end with this. You know, whenever I started Real American Man, the radio show, and the Facebook page, my original intention, what was in my mind and my heart, was manhood. You know, I feel like that being a man is something that is threatened today. It's something that's not appreciated anymore. And we're being told to sit down and be quiet. Meanwhile, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, and we're just told just to sit down and be quiet. Now, we've created this situation. We have failed miserably as men. But we need to stand. We need to take a stand, gentlemen. I'm speaking to you. We need to start taking a stand in our homes, in our workplaces, in society. We need to stand for what's right. We need to hold the Bible high. We need to honor the Word of God. We need to be patriots in our country. We need to respect the flag. We need to stand. We need to stand for what's right. We've got just under 20 seconds left on the show. I just want to leave you with this. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I surely do appreciate it. We're going to keep going with this. I really do believe that there are people that want to hear this. I appreciate all the listens that we've had because we've had several of them. We've had hundreds of listens, and I really do truly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to The Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio.